Hamas releases propaganda video of Israeli father weeping for supposedly dead baby, family. By Joel B. Polak on November 30, 2023. The Palestinian terror group Hamas released a video showing Yarden Bibas weeping over the alleged death of his wife, Shiri, his four-year-old son, Ariel, and his infant son, Kafir, all of whom were abducted on October 7 from Kibbutz Neir Oz in Israel. The video is not being shared widely by Israeli media, but is discoverable on Twitter using Arabic search terms and spellings of Hebrew names. Hash Haji Loon, Kata Ibuwa Al Qasam Tan Shurafidi Risaladia Al Aziria Asahuni Yarudnabi Yabasina Al Ladi Katola Tairata Ali Tilali Saujatuhu Shiriwadi Flahi Hiku Firewa Ariel Ilara Isi Hukumadia Ali Tilali. Wakad haradat al mukawamatu taslima al jathaminia athalathadi warafadat hukumatu aali tilalia istilama humwalazalat tanawiru watasawuma pic.twitter.com/4f6mpic. Aal markaziwa al filastini eu lili lam. At Palinfoar, November 30, 2023. In the video, the father and husband is shown accusing Bibi, the nickname of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of blowing up his family. Hamas claimed this week that Shiri, Ariel, and Kafir were killed in an Israeli airstrike after the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it believed Hamas had actually transferred the three red-haired hostages to another terror group. The IDF said in response that it is investigating Hamas's claim. Palestinian terrorists had falsely reported the deaths of Israeli hostages before and have falsely claimed that Israeli airstrikes killed hostages whom Hamas itself had executed in captivity. The Israeli public has mobilized behind the desire to see the hostages freed, even releasing orange balloons in a solidarity march. 500 orange balloons, symbolizing Kafir's gingy hair, released to sky by crowd at a TLV rally calling for the release of 10-month-old Kafir Bibas and his family. Danara Haron pic.twitter.com/gchj6gubtb. Jacob N. Kornblu, at Jacob Kornblu, November 28, 2023. Far from generating hostility toward Netanyahu, the new Hamas video appears to be strengthening Israeli resolve to destroy Hamas once the pause, now extended into its seventh day, beyond the original four, has expired. Hamas claimed that there are no more civilian women or children in its custody, though Israel says there are several among the roughly 140 hostages still in captivity. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.